I want to throw in a document just to get dull for a bit. Documents are what top secret magic is all about. You've seen all these documentaries on television. Isn't it amazing how few of them talk about documents? I mean, they have a pro and a con who go at each other for a bit, and they think they've covered the subject. You never hear them talk about documents, about large-scale scientific studies, about written information. This just happens to be a memo to Truman from George Marshall talking about Majestic 12. And as I discuss in the book, there are all kinds of reasons for saying this is genuine. It's important for one reason. President Truman considered George C. Marshall the outstanding living American. Marshall was Secretary of State in 1947. Remember the Marshall Plan? That was that George Marshall. It would have seemed perfectly appropriate, according to both the Marshall Archives and the Truman Archives, for Marshall to have been asked for advice by Truman. He knew all the military people. He was chief of staff during the entire Second World War. This memo would strongly indicate that that consultation took place, which makes perfectly good sense. It's a long story. It's in the book, but there are documents. And I always thought documentary, that word has something to do with documents and documenting. We see darn little of that in most television documentaries. I'll run through quick sources of information because I want to test you all. You will be asked to fill out a form and you won't. Project Blue Book Special Report 14, something I talk about in all my lectures, and something which is never talked about by the debunkers. The four major rules for debunking. One, what the public doesn't know, I'm not going to tell them. Two, don't bother me with the facts, my mind's made up. Three, if you can't attack the data, attack the people, it's a heck of a lot easier. And four, do your research by proclamation, investigation is much too much trouble. And the public won't know the difference anyway. So, largest study ever done for the United States Air Force, of all people. 3,201 sightings. Quick look, I won't go into all the details. But for those of you who buy into the nonsense that only a small percentage of carefully investigated sightings remain unidentified after careful investigation, here's the categorization of 3,200 cases. That's a pretty good number. The ones we're interested in are the unknowns, 21.5%. Completely separate from the ones listed as insufficient information. Would you believe the Secretary of the Air Force, there's that word again, at the time this was released but not distributed in 1955, said, on the basis of this report, we believe no objects such as those popularly described as flying saucers have overflown the United States, even the unknown 3% could have been identified as conventional phenomena or illusions if more complete observational data had been available. 3%? Thank you, it was 21.5. Not enough data? What the heck do you think that category is? Insufficient information. It was a double lie. And it's been repeated many times since. I think it's time they stop lying. I respect security. I worked under it for 14 years. Here's the quality evaluation, another lie from the noisy negativist. There's no difference between the cases that can't be explained and those that can be explained, right? No. There's a very major difference. The better the quality of the report, the more likely to be unexplainable. And yet Carl Sagan had the gall to say that there are interesting sightings that aren't reliable, there are reliable sightings that aren't interesting, but there are no interesting and reliable sightings. Sounding very profound, with not the slightest reference to any facts or data on which those statements are based, and with clear data from the Air Force proving that the statement is nonsense. It's exactly the opposite of the truth. You will notice the better the quality of the sighting, the more likely to be unknown. Exactly what you'd expect if the unknowns were really something different. and exactly the opposite of what the skeptics try to tell you. If you're going to make a pronouncement, let's get the facts straight.